Hey, good afternoon, folks. This is Vince, the Evil DM, the Evil DM podcast. How you doing out there, folks? Decided to, you know, just maybe share some daily thoughts again. I don't know how long I'll do this for. I keep doing it in spurts, and I know people get annoyed, and they keep like, hey, a new podcast, and then nothing for a while, and then a new podcast, they're like, oh, okay. Anyway. So I was sitting down today and going over some of my books, and you know, I really looking for something easy to play and not a lot of rules. And I'm at the point now when I play a game, I just want to have fun with it and not keep track of too many things. And this is why I like older edition games. While they appear to be rules heavy, they allow for the most, correction or adjustment based upon how you want to play the game. So why do I like the OSR games? Because I can adjust things and it doesn't break the game. For example, first edition Dungeons and Dragons, I could play and there's not a lot to keep track of for a DM as far as rules are concerned, or you know what, how many friggin' stupid things can a player do because they're super powered, and you know, it makes it impossible to play a game because they're running into everything and not running away and not playing the game as intended, but they're playing it as a bunch of superhero games. I'm never going to say that I am a fan of the mainstream editions. I did play them. I got headaches from them and I stopped playing them, but I tried. I really can't take the games the way they are in present day, that everybody has to have an edge over somebody else, or they have to have a skill to do something, or this. I don't really care for those things. So I just like to play a game and have fun and like have a little slight danger realism in the game. So I mean, the game doesn't have to be real. I'm not saying like a real game, like, you know, it doesn't mimic real life because that'd be kind of silly. And you become, what, Tom Hanks from Mazes and Monsters. But I want a game that I could play, and it has a touch of that possibility of death and realism to a certain point. That's why I drift more towards modern games. Superhero games are fun to a certain point. Yeah, I'm running one right now, Heroes Unlimited at RollHighOrDie.com. And I like the superhero game. I like the modern day thing, but I really do want to go back into more of a supernaturally based thing with people dealing with it. Now, I liked Dead Rain when we ran that because it was a zombie survival podcast, survival game, I should say, where people day zero were dealing with the threats. I enjoyed that a lot because it was just average people trying to figure out with the skills that they had on them how to destroy the threat of the zombies as they came at them. So it's a fun game to play for a one shot, or you know, maybe a little bit. I ran like 14 or 15 episodes of a podcast for that, and it was fun. But unfortunately, with the newer Palladium rules, they start getting a little bit more heavy on the rules and what you got to keep track of, so you kind of get a little frustrated on that. And I know Palladium isn't big on their combat system because it has a lot of problems and it hasn't changed in 30 years or 20-something years. And I love the options, but sometimes it's just a little too much. I want a game that you can be a little simpler. Now, I have been looking into other games lately. D6 is one of the ones that come into my mind here, like, you know, a simple D6 system, like Mini 6, or some maybe the first edition of Star Wars, that base system where it was just simple, straight rolls and not a lot to keep track of. I also have been noticing that the Unisystem, cinematic Unisystem, where they had Buffy, Angel, and Ghost of Avalon, and one more, I can't, Army of Darkness, that's it. It's a simple roll, a straight D10, and you just check your chart, how many success levels, and you're done. There isn't a lot of rules to worry about. There are some rules in place. And in fact, you can run the whole game as a GM and never roll a die because everything is set for you. I mean, you can roll a die for your big bad of the week or whatever, but you can, you know, have it set up. So it's just automatically, you know, after the players go, you, okay, you know, this is what you got to beat, and the players can roll. I enjoy you know, games like that. I'm not saying I want to do a storytelling game, but I want a game that I can, you know, do a lot less work as far as the GM's concerned. I don't know. Maybe I'm just rambling today. I guess because, you know, as you get older, you want less rules. And I believe that's when I was on Save or Die. And I think Glenn said it, Glenn Hallstrom, old man Grognard, said it best. As you get older, you want less things to do and just want to have more fun and you'll worry less about the rules. And at the time, I probably laughed at him because that was like, what, 10-something years ago? And I'm like, nah, I'm not that old yet. I'm still not that old, but I guess he's right. As you do get older, you worry less about rules and you want to play and just have fun and hand wave things and just be like, yeah, just keep the story going. And that's how I've kind of transitioned in life. And with gaming, is just roll the dice and we'll see what happens. We'll have fun. And, you know, if the story makes it happen, it happens. As long as the rules are consistently called as far as you as being a DM, then you should have a good time. Well, with that said, I'm going to head out. Hope you have a good day. So keep it original, keep it old school, and good night, everybody.